Well, unfortunately, once again, and once too much, we were victim of two suicide bombing in the Marwa, regional capital of the far north in Cameroon. This took place in the course of the day within 2 to 3 hours ago, and we deplore almost 13 people have been killed. The perpetrator, we think that it is two ladies, one of them aged between 13 and 15. This is the rough information that I have received up to date. The presidency is ready to issue a communique. As you want me to give you the first assessment of the situation, the reason why I give you the rough information about what unfortunately took place. Yes, indeed, the head of state condemned it with the strongest term possible. And I'm going to give a press conference maybe tomorrow after tomorrow when we receive the first result of the investigation, which already has been taking place.
Now, so which security agency has begun the investigation? Is it the police or the other security agencies as a joint task force?
Yes, indeed. All of those who, in one way or another, are qualified to collect the information, to collect intelligence and put it at the disposal of the governor or of the military. All of them should be involved, police, gendarmerie, and the security forces. All of them, they have to combine their effort in order to deal with this horrible and unacceptable situation.
Those who were injured, are they in hospitals? And I understand some of the government officials will be going to visit them soon to assess the situation on the ground. Tell me about that.
Yes, indeed. All of those who were injured, and unfortunately there were many of them, all of them have been taken to the hospital, and they are receiving the appropriate care, the appropriate treatment. Right now, due care are being given to all of those who in one way or other were injured or traumatized. All of them are under very skillful hand, very handy hand.
I was told also that some government officials will be going there. What can you tell me about that?
Yes, indeed. The governor, the DO, all of those who are in charge of the administration of the region who happen to be in Marwa right now, including the military headquarters, all of those who are right now in Marwa, all of them are involved in the process to lead the investigation, to put in place an appropriate team to lead the thorough investigation. All of them are on the field right now.
Now, Minister Chiroma, we also had reports that this suicide bombing is being perpetrated by Boko Haram, and that has been going on in neighboring Nigeria. Now, what measures is your government trying to implement in Cameroon to protect unarmed civilians from these attacks engineered by Boko Haram?
Boko Haram is fighting us and asymmetric war, which means that you are dealing with invisible enemy. You do not know who is Boko Haram. When you are dealing with girl, age of between 8 and 15, you see them coming toward you, very well dressed in their traditional dress. You cannot imagine that you have to deal. You are dealing with Boko Haram sympathizer or militant. That reason why to fight them successfully, this will take place. But I think that at the end of the day, when the five countries involved in the process, the countries of the front line, they will put at they will mutualize their effort. And when this starts, I think that at the end of the day, we will get rid of them. It is just a matter of coordination. It is a matter of bringing together the military hardware, the intelligence, the assistance of our partner, including United States, France, and what are very well developed countries. When we have the intelligence, we have the commitment of our government, we have engagement and commitment of our soldiers. When the coordination is ready and in place, there is no doubt it is the countdown of the end of Boko Haram will be triggered when everything is in place.